The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, we'll try this again. Okay, friends, welcome to the...
Actually, Dr. F, after a really good mud wrestling match.
Oh, yeah, I'll say it was good. Oh, it was so good. I'm still cleaning the mud out of my sound receptors. Yar! Oh, God.
Yeah, well, anyway, after much debate and wrestling, we've decided on the Covenant of Coolness as the perfect name for our new organization.
The what of what? Now, look here, Commander Mikado. I know you think you're clever, but that doesn't make a statement about being evil at all.
Unless you're willing to wrestle me for it, then I'm afraid the Covenant of Coolness is it.
Mud wrestle, yeah! Come on, Dr. Philbutt, take your clothes off and jump in the ring. Take off my what? Now look here.
If I might intervene, Dr. Philbutt.
Here now, this is Jimmy. He's one of our newest members to the...
Covenant of Coolness.
Yes, whatever. What have you got to say, Jimmy? Oh, please, and I'm begging here, table your business.
Hello, Dr. Philbutt. My name is Jimmy.
Yes, I know your name is Jimmy. I just introduced you.
Right, well, I'm new here.
Also just pointed that out to everybody, Jimmy.
Right you are, Dr. Philbutt. Anyway, I just gotta say, I am ready, willing, and able to get started with this here freaking chicken hunt.
What? Chicken hunt?
Yeah. I was told this chef was heading off to hunt invading galactic chickens, and I thought to myself, Jimmy, my lad, you hate the very sight of a chicken, and this is your opportunity to kill bloody chickens with extreme prejudice. And I'm talking extreme, don't you know?
Look, I don't know where you got your information, but we ain't hunting chickens, Jimmy. I mean, damn it, who could kill poor little innocent chickens? You must be real evil, man.
Well, ain't this the League of Evil Bots?
Already established the new name. Get with the program, Jimmy.
Right you are, miss. Anyway, in the spirit of evilness...
And coolness.
Right, and coolness. Well, we're all supposedly evil bots here, right? And if so, shouldn't it be okay to hunt down some bloody freaking chickens? Especially bloody freaking invading galactic chickens with plans of universal domination? I mean, bloody... freaking chickens, man. I hate them. Every bloody freaking last one of them. Hate them.
Damn it, man. Try some decaf or something.
I hate them.
What? Whatever, damn it. Y'all do just whatever in the hell y'all want to do. I'm just gonna sit here and suck my thumb.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 70, The Last Santagon Day, part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
And so, our tale reconvenes. So, as you recall from last week's episode, I had been in the repair shop checking on Zimtron after he'd been zapped.
No. Remember, it's zapped. You had to say it with gusto.
Yeah, right, Doc Zot. With gusto. Gotcha. Anyway, as I was saying, Zimmy had been
zapped.
Yeah, that. And our new security drone, Sirius, had come in and reported that the ship was in big trouble. So I headed up to the bridge to see just how bad it was, and... well, I'm sorry, but this is what actually happened. What's the emergency?
Relax, Captain. It's all just yip-diggity now. In other words, everything's just fine and dandy. Get it?
It is? But Sirius, you told me there was an emergency.
Can't be too careful, Captain. Not on a dangerous mission like this.
Okay, look. We have to get one thing straight.
Hold your horses there a minute, Captain. Hold that thought. Sensors are detecting another anomaly.
What? Another one? Two in the same area of space? How is that possible?
Shields up. Red alert.
I hate to break it to you, Sirius, but the Titan II doesn't have any shields.
No shields? That's just crazy.
There's more bad news, I'm afraid. The red alert lights don't actually function, and the sound effects stopped working about 6 months ago. So we really, can't go to red alert.
Bah, you're kidding. But that's half the fun. I love going to red alert.
Sorry, it's just not possible.
Do we have the capability to go, I don't know, amber alert?
Well, the thing is, we ran out of yellow light bulbs last year. And before you ask about any other stages of alert, we only have white lights on board, so all we can do is standard alert status.
Standard alert status? What's standard alert status?
Pretty much just normal status with white lights. Basically what we're in constantly.
So, no alert status at all? Is that what you're telling me, sir?
Pretty much it. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, there, Sirius. I'm sorry. I'll try to remember to order some red light bulbs when we get back in dock next time, okay?
Okay, sir. That would be good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, don't mention it.
Okay, then. Heading off somewhere to sulk, sir. With your permission, of course.
Sure.
Thank you so much, sir.
If you two are just about finished waiting everybody's time on minor details, we have a situation here.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. You said something about a second anomaly?
I did, Captain, yes. And... Oh, wait. It was nothing, just a bug on the sensor array. There's only one anomaly after all, Captain. Nothing to worry about.
So we're no worse off than before, is that what you're telling me?
That about sums it up, Captain, yep.
Oh boy. So what do we do about this one?
This what, Captain?
The anomaly that zapped Zimtron.
Oh yeah, that. I'd say we ought to launch another probe.
You know we don't have any probes, Chief, and I really don't feel comfortable risking any more bots on this.
Then I'll volunteer myself, Captain.
You know what, Chief? That's a fine idea. Why don't you go out there and probe that anomaly and report back to me on what you find?
I'm all over it, Captain.
Oh, boy. What I'd give for the old days. Boffin, wherever you are, and I never thought I'd live to say this, but boy, we could sure use you now.
This is the bridge.
What can I do for you, Sphinx?
Nothing, mon capitaine. Just showing Lynx around the ship.
Oh, good. Hello, Lynx.
Bonjour, mon capitaine.
It looks as if you are busy, sir. We will not bother you.
Busy? Oh, no. Whatever gave you that impression? Just trying to cope with this whole saving the universe thing while being surrounded by a bunch of lunatics? And you know, I blame you for that, Sphinx.
You what? I think you better start explaining that one, mon capitaine, huh?
Look, Sphinx, this crew you talked me into hiring, they're all nuts, insane, a bunch of loonies.
What are you talking about? How could moi be blamed for anything like that?
Oui, take it back, mon capitaine. You insult my papa.
Now, I don't mean to insult anyone, but do I need to use a few more adjectives and big words to describe how bonkers these bots actually are? How are we supposed to complete our mission with so many bots on board, with so many loose screws? I mean, they're all as nutty as a fruitcake.
Really? Are there so many nuts in a fruitcake?
That is a good point, my son. How many nuts do you suppose are in a fruitcake? Computer?
Oh no, don't try to change the subject, Sphinx. We don't need any schizoid computer.
Did someone call for my expert assistance?
Oui.
Oh boy, here we go.
Computer, we need your expert culinary advice. It involves fruitcake and exactly how many nuts are inside one, on average.
What can help? I only need to know the exact size of the fruity cake.
Sphinx, you're only trying to confuse me just long enough that I forget what I was scolding you about, and it's not going to work.
As if I would do such a thing. I'm insulted, mon capitaine.
Oui, my papa would do no such thing. The effrontery.
The size of the fruity cake, if you please. Melt!
Computer, we don't need to know anything about fruitcakes. I'm surrounded by enough of those as it is today.
Shall I bake you a cake, mon capitaine? It needn't be fruit-based. I can do chocolat, yellow, standard white, even strawberry, you name it.
Get this through your thick intelligence circuit, computer. No cakes. No fruit cakes or any other cakes. I don't want chocolate cake. I don't want yellow cake. No white cake. No cakes of any kind. Got it?
Oh, what an insult to my cooking skills. If that is going to be your attitude, then forget it. No cake for you.
Now look what you've done. You've insulted him. How could you, mon capitaine?
Well, I got... Hey, now look.
Besides, what has gone wrong? Everything seems just fine to me.
What's gone wrong? What's gone wrong, he says.
That is what I said. Oui.
That is what my papa said. Oui.
Now, darn it. Here we go. If you want an example of what's gone wrong, just look at what happened to Zimtron when that ridiculous engineer you suggested we hire sent poor Zimmy out to probe that space anomaly. Say something, Zimtron.
Hello, boys.
He seems perfectly normal to me.
Perfectly normal, huh? Ask him something. Go on. Ask him anything.
Okay. Zimtron, what's happening, mon ami?
Hey, Sphinx, old chap. Can you tell me, why does that giant mouse keep following me around?
Well now, Zimhead, what giant mouse are you referring to?
The one right over there. He keeps standing in the doorway. Every room I walk into, he stands right there in the doorway. And do you know what he does while he's standing in the doorway?
No clue, mon ami.
He looks at me, and you know full well that I really hate it when someone looks at me. Make him stop.
Perfectly normal, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he'll recover, no?
Who can say?
Have you tried asking the new Dr. Bot?
An excellent idea.
Oh, yeah, that new doctor of yours. Do you know he never commits to, well, anything? It could either be this, or maybe it could be that, or maybe nothing at all. He never knows for sure, because one cannot be certain, of course. Yeah.
Everything you are proposing is completely outrageous, mon ami. You exaggerate, surely.
I think we both know better than that, Sphinx, now, don't we?
Well, okay, maybe they're not the best group of bots in the galaxy, but, hey, you know, good help is hard to find, after all, and, why hold a grudge, eh?
Okay, Captain, I'm within range of the anomaly. I'm about to go in. And this time, no messing around. I'm going all the way in.
Is that really wise, Chief?
Don't you worry yourself none, Captain. I know exactly what I'm doing. Oh, crap. No!
Chief? Gretel? Oh boy, she's gone. She blew up. She's gone. That thing killed her.
Now calm down, mon capitaine.
Calm down? Calm down? Are you asking me to calm down, really? One of my crew was just blown up, and on SantaCon Day. This is supposed to be a joyous occasion, but instead, a crew member has died. I have a bunch of new crew members who are as cracked as a dozen cracked eggs, and on top of that, poor Zimtron has lost his marbles, and you ask me to calm down? This is all your fault, Sphinx. It's the worst SantaCon Day ever, and it's all your fault.
Well, now, mon ami, I mean, come on, Pudge. After all we've been through together over the years, I mean, you can overlook the...
Overlook what? Death? Destruction? The imminent end of the universe? My totally insane crew? What exactly do you want me to overlook?
Well, you know, just my little joke.
Joke? Joke. Joke? This is no joking matter. Well, I'll have you know, when I get my hands around your stringy little neck, I'll...
Now, now, put your mon ami, calm down.
Yeah, he really got you this time.
What a pushover.
Sphinx, Simmy, Briscoe, Popsicle, everybody else, why are you bots laughing?
Because, oh, mon ami, you should see your face.
I know, right? Priceless.
Oh, man. Bang. Zoom. Sphinx, I have to admit it. You're the prank master.
Best Santa Goddamn joke ever. Don't you agree, Dawn?
What just happened here?
Well, isn't it obvious?
Obvious? A joke? This was all an elaborate joke?
Indeed it was. In fact, it is the single greatest practical joke I've ever played on you, mon capitaine.
You mean you came back just to pull one of your ridiculous practical jokes on me?
and the best part is you fell for it. You actually fell for it.
Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, what a chomp.
Wait. Did you even get SantaCon in on this?
that was the best part.
look at your face, Potch. Oh, worth it. Oh, so worth it. And the look of concern when you thought, actually thought, I was damaged. I think I need oil. Priceless. Oh, I never knew you cared.
Oh, relax, mon capitaine. We only did it to prove a point, you know.
Point? What point?
It's like I always say, you just take everything too seriously, Punch. It's time to loosen up. Let your hair down, man.
Oui, after all, it is SantaCon Day, mon ami.
Oui, like my son said, it is SantaCon Day, after all.
Well, you guys do have a point, I suppose. I can be a bit too serious at times. What better day to just have a laugh? Yeah, you guys got me, all right? Oh, happy SantaCon Day, everybody.
Happy SantaCon Day, zippity-doo!
You're really actually not angry about this, Punch?
Angry? Me? Nah. Just remember one thing, though, Zimtron, Sphinx. Payback is a bitch. Well, they had their little laugh, and it was true. It was all just one of Sphinx's elaborate practical jokes. And yes, even SantaCon himself was in on it. But they were right. I do need to loosen up sometimes and take things not so seriously now and again. And what better day to do that than on SantaCon Day? Which would not be the last one after all. Thank goodness. So, now I have a misfit crew, which I'm stuck with. Part of the joke, it would seem. But the good news is, the universe is not coming to an end. Nor did we have to save it, or Santa Con Day. For once. I suppose when all is said and done, all is right with the world. Yeah, it turned out to be an okay Santa Con Day. And we got one last gift. Our new orders. Seems the Titan II and our entire crew were sold to a rival company for a pittance. There's loyalty for you. We're back to praising the company, but now it's another company we have to answer to. Well, I suppose some things never change. Our new mission? To go out into the uncharted regions of the galaxy to... No, not explore. That would be too good to be true, right? Now we're headed to the region of space referred to as the Badlands. Oh boy, do you believe it? And our new mission is simple. Go out there and find junk. Yep, we're on a salvage ship now. The Titan II is to be broken down and sold as scrap. So I'm told. What a waste. Oh well, at least we'll have a new assignment. I suppose it's a form of exploration. Is that you say? Well, you're right. We're nothing more than glorified garbage collectors. And our new mission begins sometime in the coming new year. Yippee. Good for us. We'll get a few more new crew members along the way, I'm sure. Probably another bunch of misfits, but what else is new? In the meantime, we get to celebrate one last holiday aboard the Titan II.
Okay, boys and pots, let's party it up!
One last time for old time's sake. Handsomehead?
You betcha, Frenchie! Briscoe, you know what to do.
You bet I do. Zippity-doo, this is so much fun. What a great holiday. Happy Santa Con Day, you guys.
Oui, what he said. And salute, mon amis. You're still going to miss me, because no one parties like old Sphinxy.
Have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 70, The Last Santa Con Day, part 2, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. This very festive episode starred, in order of appearance, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Cat Waterflame as Duke Mikado, Shane Harris as Rick Jimmer, David Ault as Jimmy, Joe J. Thomas as Patch, David Ault as Doc Zott, Lizanne Hayward as Gretel, James P. Quick as Sirius, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Gary Erickson as Lynx, David Ault as the Titan II computer, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, and Daryl Looney as Popsicle. The holiday version of the Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises, blah blah blah. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of blah 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 is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, blah blah blah. And if you'd like to email us with any of your blah 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 blah, or blah 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 blah, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Haha. We were just joking around during the making of this audiogram, can't you tell? Join us in 2014 when we will be presenting a whole new season of Robots of the Company. Yes! We got renewed, that's right. Season 8 is coming your way soon. Can't tell you exactly when, but it's coming, trust me. And you won't want to miss that. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you, dear listener, to please stay tuned. This program is copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by none other than Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues, folks. Stay tuned. And hey, if you'd like to help us out, feel free to donate to the cause. Yes, keep the bots coming your way by donating some of your hard-earned cash. We really could use your help. No donation is too small. Prove you're a true fan by giving until it hurts. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So help us to keep flying, won't you? Visit our website at dreamrealmsite.com and find the donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a robot in the eye. Thanks, fans, for your support.